The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, Bi Brigade. Here at Bi Guys, we want you to have amazing sex, which is why I want to tell you about a popular sexual enhancer, the Promescent Delay Spray, that's been used by over a million men, and it's clinically proven to help you last longer in bed. It takes the edge off and sensitivity levels down, so you don't have to worry about finishing a little too soon. There's no prescriptions, no mess, and no pesky subscriptions required. Just better sex. Guaranteed with a 60-day money-back policy. Everybody here at Gas Digital's been trying it. Everybody loves it. They've been lasting a little longer and giving the men and women in their life the time of their lives. So you can see what the buzz is all about for yourself and grab a bottle along with all of your sexual and wellness products, from specially formulated arousal gels to supplements and more, in one trusted spot that ships fast and discreet. So just go to promescent.com, that's P-R-O-M-E-S-C-E-N-T.com, and there's no promo code needed. They're offering free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So just go to promescent.com, and they've got an assortment of products to enhance your sex life.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
In your own Bi Guys, it's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself. Bi Guys with Zach and Ian. It'll get your dick sucks.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Bi Guys. Ian Fidance is out on assignment, so this is your old pal, Cousin Zach, and I am joined by our good friend, temporary co-host, fill-in, and just, I mean, the chocolate Teddy Graham of your dreams, Lamar Lee. How you doing, my friend?
I'm good, Zach. Thank you, dude. What assignment is Ian on? Is there something by?
No, he's just dicking around in Las Vegas.
Okay.
Posting selfies because he's got a hot girlfriend and he wants everybody to know about it. We are joined by two wonderful gentlemen, somebody who has been on Real Ass Podcast quite a bit, and somebody that I am excited to get to know today. You guys know him. Graham Kay's here. How you doing, my friend?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. How are you doing, man? Are you still bi?
Yeah, as can be when you're a gay married man. And then we also have Francis Ellis. How you doing, my friend?
I'm great. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for doing the show. We had a bit of a snafu this morning. The Gas Digital Studios, as far as I know, is underwater. The dream of many, many SJWs all over America. They attempted to drown us all out. But typical Jews, Ralph wasn't there when it happened. But apparently everything is pretty fucked up. Into the studio, into everything. And we've got quite a kerfuffle, but thank you guys for joining us here on StreamYard, which we're using today. Do you think we all would have shown up today, or do you think we all would have found other excuses not to come in? Because I was already working on some.
I was showing up. I was planning. I was like, how do I get there on time? How do I avoid all this water? The whole city's probably flooded.
Yeah, I mean, I probably would have hopped on my bike, got my little bike right there.
Do you have floaties on your bike so you can swim?
Yeah.
It's an aqua bike.
I usually just go across the East River. I don't use the bridge because it's too hard.
Yeah.
So I just sort of
float.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Mayor, I was thinking of making a very old-fashioned racial joke about swimming. but then I remembered that you and I knew each other from swimming together.
Yeah.
So instead, I went with the progressive route and I didn't tell the joke.
Oh, back then I didn't know how to swim either. Still do.
Is that right?
Yeah, I just jumped in a pool.
Yeah.
Daredevil.
All right, so we can add reckless decision making to can't swim. who'd have thunk it? Have you guys seen how fucking nuts the subway? Like, I know our buddy Dalton Pruitt had a show last night. We ended up getting stuck in Manhattan because he waited 3 hours for the train, and then no cab would go into Brooklyn. So he wound up having to get a hotel. And I've heard a couple people got stuck in the city last night. Yeah. Nobody had late spots last night, I take it.
I had a spot. I had a spot in my neighborhood. I live in Brooklyn, and I had a spot like a 15-minute walk from my house. And you guys know comedians you should know at the Gutter?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
I don't do the alt scene, Graham.
Well, I know. We know. Just from
I do
addiction.
The club scene, the money making scene.
If you go to Harvard, you don't do the Gutter. But anyway, I was
here on Bye Guys, the Gutter is a viable option.
Yeah. Well, yeah. So I was like performing. Well, the guy before me, Mike Leibowitz, was performing, and it started to rain on him. Like the ceiling started to leak. Yeah. So an audience member gave him an umbrella, and he performed in an umbrella. And then I was up next, so I performed in an umbrella. It was like there was like a significant amount of like steady drops in two or three places, one of which was on top of the performer's head coming from an electrical light, which is basically all lights. And and then
did you say basically all lights have water in them? Like
no,
water
they have electric in them.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why I said electrical light. Okay. It's like 1915, and I have to tell you which one it was.
Yeah.
This is not a gas lamp.
This is not a gas lamp. This is one of those future electrical ones.
The new lamps.
Yeah, the new lamps. And then Mike Leibowitz lives like he's got kids, three kids, so he moved out of the city. He lives like upstate in the Bronx or something, above the Bronx, up there, like almost 2 hours away. So he had to sleep on my air mattress. And he was like, "I'll drive you to your house." And which a 15-minute walk, let's drive. And we had to stop 3 minutes into the drive and park because there were so many huge pools with stalled cars in the middle of these like 2 foot high pools.
Yeah.
Did you flush? Did you sort of, were you up to your knees walking through the water?
No, we took a lot of wide berths, and we actually like I probably went like an extra two or three blocks out of my way to avoid puddles, but we got home.
You stuck to the high ground. Nice.
Now I want to go back to when the water started falling on the stage. At no point did anyone just go, "You know what? Our dreams aren't working out. Like this isn't what we're doing this for."
No, that's true. But then you're like, "Well, we're here, and if we go outside, it's worse than this."
I'm surprised an audience would show up in that.
No one knew that it was going to be this bad. Every weatherman should be dragged out in the middle of the street and shot.
What do you mean, dude? Everything I've read about it said it was going to be a one in a century like storm
in New York
and the whole place, like the whole spot, like the whole shebang where it hit the roof.
I remember New Orleans is fucked, and then today we're like, whoops, off by half the country.
Yeah, there was nothing about New York, it was all about New Orleans.
Everybody's supposed to like New Orleans strong, and I feel like we got a little cocky.
Yeah. Do you guys think that people out in Oregon and California are just like feeling really a lot of FOMO that New Yorkers are posting all these pictures of rain, and you know, out there it's like the driest, forest fires. Lake Tahoe is now running their snow guns across the entire resort just to try to make it harder for the fires to ruin their ski resort. And do you feel like this is the equivalent of like when New Yorkers post the standing water? It's like when people go to a really nice wedding and just post on Instagram to make people at home feel bad for not being there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, our it's trains like are underwater, and over there they're going to lose 800 miles of forest because somebody thought about having a cigarette.
Yeah. Also, if you use the water from New York to try and put out the fires, it would only you're basically it would just be like gasoline because it's mostly oil and cigarette butts. Like mm-hmm. There's like a viral video of a Planet Fitness that's flooded here.
I saw that. Night.
Yeah, and there's like six guys like, what the fuck? And the water is so brown. It looks like when you try and flush a bad shit and it doesn't go down, it just makes your whole bowl like very gross. Yeah. That's exactly
And then you try and fill your bowl with liquid soap so it goes down before your super has to come up. I have no idea what you're talking about. No.
Wait, what's the liquid soap for?
It helps. It's almost like poop lube. When you look up what to do when your toilet's clogged, they say put liquid soap down it, and it kind of like loosens it up for a moment so you can at least flush the one time. Question. And now this is just because I'm ignorant to how ecosystems work. Does this mean we're going to have like no rats this year?
Oh, no.
Rats can swim. How did anything that lived underground have survived what just happened?
They went to the high ground.
Yeah, they get high. They go to high ground, and they can feel it in their tails coming. So they sense it well ahead of time, and then they get to high ground.
Their tail tingles, and they move.
So shouldn't instead of weathermen, shouldn't we just track the rats?
Yeah. Like I got this rat. It's crawling up my wife.
It's strangely quiet underground today. Just no
storms are coming.
So I know our producers have some videos of how, because I've seen fires on the subway. I've seen what looked like cascading waterfalls. Producers, you guys said you have some videos of basically what New York looks like. And I guess we'll call this a disaster, right? Something like that. I don't know. A bunch of people got off of work.
They just show clips of the movie 2020 or 2012.
I would shit myself.
That's holy intense,
bro.
That's insane. Like,
is that the World Trade Center? Oh, New York.
I think it is. No part of it.
You can see the water rippling. Yeah.
Yeah.
That it's absolutely like. I don't remember anything. I mean. Yet people are still going to argue global warming isn't happening. Yeah. Somehow these people are going to get up. I don't know, man. I'm 34. I don't remember this happening in New York ever. Do you guys?
No, that's just like
Sandy. Did Sandy look like this? I can't remember.
I don't remember Manhattan being fucked up like this from like. It was. I feel like coastal was it?
Yeah.
That looks.
I remember the 7-Eleven flew off the 7-Eleven sign. Because I live pretty deep into Brooklyn by the water. But was Manhattan all fucked up like that for Sandy?
Yeah, I think so.
Lower Manhattan, yeah.
Okay.
I think so. But everyone knew it was coming. Like, there was so much more preparation that. Yeah.
I slept through Hurricane Sandy because I had a roommate at the time who was named Heroin John. And I was like, hey, John, what do you got that's going to put me out for like 18 hours? And he's like, have you tried Suboxone? And I'm like, well, let's try that shit. And then I woke up when Hurricane Sandy was over. And he was like, how was it? I was like, it was pretty good. And then he went, I'm very impressed you didn't piss your pants. Apparently, somebody who sleeps for 18 hours is supposed to piss themselves.
Jokes on you. I'm dehydrated always.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Is everyone judging me for trying to get off heroin medicine before I tried heroin?
Nah,
so New York, go ahead, buddy.
I was gonna say, I don't remember Sandy. It didn't really hit Philly like that. I'm in Philly. And this one was like, I feel like this is the first like whole like East Coast like rainfall where we all like had it at the same time. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm. Was it bad in Philly?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, we had some flooding. We had a little bit of the light pours. It was pretty bad. Yeah, but we're fine now. We're not as bad as you guys. You guys are on an island, so you guys have nowhere to put the water. But we're good.
Hmm. Looks good out my window right now.
A friend of mine, his floors in his apartment, he lives on the ground floor. His whole apartment was flooded. And he doesn't have renter's insurance. And renter's insurance is really cheap. It's like
$6, $7 a month.
It's nothing. And
All right, man.
I don't know if all of his furniture, you know, it would be covered if he'd had renter's insurance. More importantly, I don't know if his like hardwood floors are going to be covered by the building or the landlord's going to sue him for the, you know, cause he's the tenant. I have no idea how that works and he doesn't either. But, if anyone has any experience with renter's insurance, that would be, I mean, I have it. It's fucking, you gotta have it.
Well, I feel like not an adult now because I think I definitely don't have that.
Right? Yeah.
No, all I had here, my ceiling's leaking in like five places, but that's also been every apartment I've ever had in Brooklyn when it rains. But the worst, my old place, which I later found out was a slumlord's building, as per a quote by the real estate agent. So you said a light fixture was leaking at the club, right?
Yeah.
That's exact. At my old place, we had like, you know, the round light fixtures that almost look like a titty with a nipple on the end.
Yep. Every apartment.
Yeah. The apartment light fixture. Those would fill up with water and pour. And I caught, and I had this old Dominican landlord and he literally went, I come by in a few days. And I'm like, there's water. I'm like, what if there's an electrical fire? And he goes, oh, stay in the dark. he was one of those, like, did you guys ever have a landlord that had like an assistant who was always drinking?
Ooh. Yeah. No.
That he had a little Mexican guy with him who always had a tall boy, a bud, that would like help him fix things. And then one day that guy just stopped coming around. Yeah. And we were like, what happened to your friend? And he just goes, he died.
my guy's like my landlord's assistant's like a, he's like an old Mexican guy, but he's like yoked, but he's like an old Mexican guy who's like a failure, like he's messed up, like they're doing him a favor. So I feel like he's still in my weed like all the time, every time he comes by. Or he's telling us a story because our air conditioner right now is broke, and he said, no my friend, I'm sorry, air conditioner, it explode. And I was like, what do you mean it exploded? He was like, the air conditioner exploded and it killed the HVAC guy. And I'm like, what the dude? Oh. Yeah, it wasn't even the one at my, it was at another property. It was like, it was at another place. He was leaning on the machine and it,
yeah. I didn't know that could happen.
Air conditioners, yeah, I didn't know they could explode. Yeah, new fears.
Yeah, I'm ready for a glow up lifestyle wise. I got to move to a building where like I have a super that speaks English. That's like my next goal.
You don't need to worry about that.
Doorman is high priority, but number one priority, super who speaks English
or Russian.
I think I could fuck with that.
Yeah,
I had one of those. I had like a Dimitri. Yeah. It was good. And then now new guy only Spanish. But it's that he comes up speaking Spanish.
Yeah.
And then gets frustrated that I don't understand.
Yeah, on his phone. Like, yeah. my friend, what's the problem? What's the problem, my friend?
Let's another question. When we're talking about shitty apartments, you guys ever had a squatter in your building?
It's me.
Oh, well, I lived in Bed-Stuy 12 years ago, 11 years ago, beside an abandoned building that had crackheads living in it. And then to go to the bathroom, they would shit in buckets of Ajax. And when that was full, they'd pull it out front of the building where our steps were. And they had swollen hands. I always remember how gross swollen their hands were.
Isn't that is it scabies? It's the bugs that go, because you know when homeless people have big legs,
yeah,
and they look like there's worms in them. That's something. That's I don't know if it's scabies or something
it's
like
not
that.
Scabies. But scabies is just
a skin disease.
No, yeah, scabies is
little bites. It's little bugs. It's an STD.
It's bed bugs light. If you ever get bitten at night, you pray to God they're scabies and not bed bugs. What they have is you're right. It is something, but it's not. It's something worse than that. But anyway,
but when their legs are purple and they can't wear shoes, there's something there. Yeah,
I bet that's a health ailment.
Yeah, yep.
I think it's isn't it diabetes? Like, isn't that they've lost circulation? There's no more blood flow to the feet, and then they start to swell.
I think that's it.
I believe it's that a lot, but I think there's also some type of like infection or like I want to say like conscious thing.
Well, like, I think they suffer from homelessness.
Yeah, like something
that infests you. Wait, like they've chosen for that?
No, that infests you, like a parasite or something.
Oh, I see.
I don't think that they all have worms living in their legs.
I mean, I can think what I want, Graham. And if I want a picture of them full of worms like the Uggy Buggy,
yeah,
that's what brings me joy.
You open up a homeless person's legs, it's just maggots.
Oh my God! This is
I had a lady squat in my old building, and her name was Linda McMahon, and I only know that because people put up signs. And she used to sit in my lobby, chugging tall boys of Bud Light, asking people for change and smoking, and then she would try to follow people back into their apartment and get in fights with people. And then she started; they tried to kick her out of the building. So every morning she would just have diarrhea in the elevator. That was like her peaceful protest.
Oh my God.
Her peaceful protest.
And then there was signs all over the building, like if you saw her to call the cops. And she was flagrant. She would just walk right back in every day. And she was like throwing shit out the windows, like attacking people. And my theory is that I think she probably just got into the building by banging some dude who was like also a ne'er-do-well and drove him to the point where he moved out. And then she was like, I'm going to see how long I can hang on to this.
Zach, when you were like negotiating the rent for that apartment, come up?
Yes.
Is that something that like you could have used as a way of saying, you know, next year we're not paying this, you know, like
that was a discussion I had. I was like, hey, I think we're moving. They tried to raise the rent $200 that day. And I was like, there was a lady that shits in the elevator. Like, we're leaving.
That's
bad. Did you have a roommate there?
I lived in that apartment for 8 years, and I had to go through 7 roommates because it was a 2-bedroom, and I would always rent out the other room. And it wasn't all that shit that drove everybody out. It was I had people downstairs that were fucking nuts and would bang on the door screaming if anybody moved after 8 p.m.
They're worse than a diarrhea in the elevator lady?
100%, yeah. Okay. All right. It was a couple, and I don't want to use ethnicity because it makes it mean. But I guess the mom was a nurse and the dad was a cab driver. Figure it out on your own. And they had opposite schedules. So they told me that they needed complete quiet 24 hours a day because somebody was always sleeping.
Yeah.
God.
At one point, I gave the dad my phone number, and I was like, hey, you don't got to bang on the door. If there's anything loud, just, you know, give me a call, give me a text, and we'll address it right away. And he called me at 3 a.m. and woke me up, and he goes, someone's moving furniture in your roommate's room, and we can't sleep. And I'm like, all right. And I get up, and everyone in the house was asleep, and my roommate's cat was on the floor with a little ball going like this. That was what they called moving furniture. I think I lost 3 roommates over him because then he would start calling the police on us all the time. And he said we were drug dealers, which only one of us was, and it was not me.
How do you think that guy dealt with that lady that shits in the elevator?
He didn't give her shit because he was a pussy and I was nice. He took advantage.
Yeah. You think he was? Yeah, you were the only one he called? You were the only one? Like, he was like, these guys, it's always these fucking guys.
So, like, I lived with my chick who would become my wife. So if I wasn't home, he would come up and scream at the girls that lived in the house. If I was there, he would come up and talk.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, he's going to, like, so then he asked for, like, the other girl in the house's phone number so he could call her directly.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this guy, I can't deal with this. And I also chased his wife down the stairs once. I told him to get out of my life.
Sick.
And she kept chasing screaming, anyone, we know scary. What you do up there, which was very ominous.
You chasing anyone is very scary, dude. I can't imagine.
Yeah, especially downstairs, because if I lose momentum, it's going to be an Indiana Jones situation.
You're saying, you were screaming, get out of my life.
Yes.
Get out. Just back off, would you?
You know, that was the old building I had. 7-8 room of that I blew through room into that place. It was such a shithole. That was in a row I lived with I had a roommate named Vegan John, then Tall John, then Heroin John. And that was pretty much the decline of my life at that point. Yeah.
The Heroin John moved because of the cops?
No, Heroin John I got to move because he wanted to stop paying rent and see how long until we got kicked out.
Yeah.
And I was like, they're just gonna turn everything off. And he was fine with that.
Yeah.
So, then I lied to him and said I was moving and that I gave the apartment to a friend, and I pretended to switch rooms with my friend who was gonna take Heroin John's room.
Yeah.
And I pretended that I was gonna move out, and the two of us moved out together, and then I just never moved my stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I just changed the locks once he was gone for a day.
How long did it take him to leave?
He tried to pussyfoot around for a few weeks.
Getting a heroin person to leave is like, getting a person on heroin to leave is like top 10 toughest things to do.
Yeah, he would not go. It was, I'll admit it. That one falls on me a little.
Yeah.
Because he was sold. Here's not shocker. I met him selling comedy tickets. And he took the spare room in the apartment, and he was sober when he moved in, and he was a pretty good roommate, and then he started to relapse, and I'm not going to blame that on me, but he got a job selling furniture, and it was one of those things where, like, he would have a good day and come home with, like, $2,000 in cash, and I think the temptation was just too much. So his boss turned him on to, like, good whiskey. And I think that was, like, the beginning of it. So he would, like, have a great day and then bring home, like, a really nice bottle of whiskey. But he was also on, like, don't do heroin medicine.
Yeah.
So he would have, like, a half a shot of whiskey and fall asleep.
Yeah.
And then I would drink the rest of the bottle of whiskey. And the next day, he'd be like, man, were we up all night drinking whiskey? I blacked out. And I'd be like, dude, you were an animal. I was like, you chugged that thing. He's like, oh, man, I'm out of control.
Yeah. Your friend's just addicted to brown liquids.
Hey there, auto mechanics and super cool do-it-yourself guys who work on their own cars and guys like me. I just want to tell you about rockauto.com, the online store with every auto part at the best prices. It's your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. They've been in business for 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. So that means no more talking to counter guys who need to order your parts, aren't really sure what you're looking for, never have quite what you need, and then after all that hassle, they still charge you storefront markups. At rockauto.com, you can easily find everything you need. And whether you're a mechanic, an auto shop, or working on your own car, or an idiot like me who knows nothing about motor vehicles, everyone has access to the same incredible pricing at rockauto.com. So go over to rockauto.com. There's no promo code needed because their pricing is already that damn good. But when you order, make sure to tell rockauto.com that you heard about them on Buy Guys. Rockauto.com. Let's get back into the show. All right, let's get into the bi part of the show. Let's talk about some weird trans stuff. Alec, do you want to tell me about this sex offender suspect in the spa case?
Well, I think as is becoming a little all too familiar, this sex offender tried to claim really she was targeted for being transgender.
So it's, were they a sex offender pre this incident? On Monday, charges of indecent exposure were discreetly filed against a serial sex offender at the Wii Spa. Following an investigation by the Los Angeles Police Department in June, a group of women complained that a person who identified as female exposed their penis at the spa in Los Angeles. The incident led to months of sometimes violent protests. This was the protest that were going on outside the spa.
There was a spa protest because of a trans lady.
There were protests going on outside of a spa in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Who, I guess it was a naked spa.
Yeah.
And there was a trans woman there who I guess the spa tried to tell they could not walk around nude.
Yeah.
Because it was upsetting to female customers. But and there was like protests outside, people saying that they were transphobic, you know, trans women are women, et cetera, et cetera. And now apparently the person who was the trans person in question is a serial sex offender.
Okay.
And sources within knowledge of the case but not authorized to speak publicly say four women and a minor came forward to allege that Darren A.G. Meriger, never good when somebody has three names, was partially erect in the women's section of Wii Spa. Besides being a suspect in this case, Meriger is facing multiple felony charges of indecent exposure over a separate incident in Los Angeles. Meriger, who spoke exclusively to the Post, denies the allegations and says she is actually the victim of transphobic harassment.
I feel like in Los Angeles, to like make someone mad at you for being trans, you have to be doing something wrong. Like everyone in there is mad at this guy for being trans, so he's probably doing something wrong.
Well, it's my question is, erect.
Yeah.
My question is, you know, does the trans community rally behind this person? I mean, where do they draw the line?
Yeah.
Yeah, where do they say, like, until the fact that this person has multiple charges, there have been like straight up protests outside where people are saying this person has the right to walk around nude in a female only spa. But I agree with you. Like, I think
I could be half hard if I want. What if I'm 10? All right.
Yeah, I think that. But I guess how do you enforce that? Like, all right, come on in, fella. But if that thing moves, you're out of here.
Every spa that I've been to, I don't know if you've been to the Russian baths here in New York, but there's like Russian guys walk around with like leaves, like branches, and they slap your back and they smear honey or whatever. And
yeah, how do you
they
stay
could
soft?
Just come out with a little ruler, and it could be like, this is too long or too erect, and they just hit it. They smear honey on it and they hit it, and until you leave.
Now, so there's so many questions. Like, how do you prove it's hard if it's partial?
You put it in your mouth.
Yeah. Sir, come in here. I have to have a word with you.
If it goes like this, or if it goes like, you know, like
you hold it, you shake it.
Yeah.
No, too hard, you know, and then get out of here.
Like Graham was saying, they have a ruler that's like this, like horizontal, and it says if your dick is this hard, you can't come in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, if you break 90.
Yeah, if you break 90.
If you break 90 degrees, yeah. If it goes, it's a flat, exactly like that. It's a flat line. If your dick touches the line, you got to go.
Yeah, that's it. No more spot
for
you.
I'm just jealous. I can't, like... Dude, I have such a lack of dick right now. Like, As sad as I am, my dick sits on my balls like the kids that were riding Falcor in Never Ending Story. Like, I have. Yeah, I have no hang whatsoever. So the fact that this, and by there's, I wish you could. Al, can you bring up the picture of this gal in the, what looks like the peephole of her apartment?
Are you about to see the hang?
It is.
Am I about to see her dick?
Actually, the picture. Are you able to screenshot some of this article that you sent me? Because the picture of her through her peephole.
Oh God! Yes. All right.
Is hilariously serial killer-ish. I mean, that's like when they rang Kato Kalin's doorbell when OJ was killing people. And then if you go beneath it, you'll actually see Louis J. Gomez at the protest.
Scary beat up that trans kid in a North Face hoodie.
Cool. Now, so no matter what side you're on politically, if that guy shows up at your protest, aren't you just like, ah, shit, I hope he's not on my side? Like, if you shaved your head for the protest that day,
yeah,
I don't want you on my side.
He's a shit starter.
Have you seen that British sketch comedy show from? And this is like a clip from like 10 years ago. But there's like these, they're like dressed as Nazis, and then one of them goes, "Hey, we have skulls on us. I think we're the bad guys."
Yes, is that Little Britain?
Yeah, Little Britain. Yeah.
Okay, I wasn't sure if it was Little Britain or Snuffbox.
He's like, I think we're the baddies. It's like, it's so great. It's like, how do they not know they were the bad guys?
Is Snuffbox a coffin in Britain also?
Snuffbox?
Will the Snuffbox be a coffin? A Snuffbox would be a coffin.
No, Snuffbox is like what you keep snuffing.
Snuff. Oh, tobacco you put in your nose.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
The show that Matt, the guy from IT, the boss from the IT crowd had.
Yeah. Matt Berry.
Thank you. The boyfriend fuck you show. Because I'm ignorant. That's the only sketch I can quote from it. All right. So I got to say, tough look today for the spa, for the people protesting on behalf of the multi-time. I mean, listen. If you go through any guy's life, technically you probably have accidentally exposed yourself pissing or something. You could have been at the wrong spot. But the more times it happens, the less times I think luck is on your side. Or like the innocence prevails.
Especially it's like, what? It just falls out. I can't help it.
And I'm pretty like, 2 days ago, my wife and I saw a homeless guy pissing. But he was facing the sidewalk, no cover, just pissing into the sidewalk as we got out of the movies. And by the way, Dick, nothing to write home about, so I was kind of proud of him. But I understand, and it was like early in the day. I think if you're a dude and you're pissing like on a wall at night and you're doing a good job to like not show –
yeah,
I don't see a big deal about that. Like, Europe has like public urinals, right? Like outside that pop up at night in some countries.
Is that real?
Am I crazy?
I've never seen that. I see the ones where you like pay a quarter or 25 cents and you go in and piss. That's it.
I can't remember what country it is, but I think they have ones in like the bar section that in like this pavilion they kind of raise out of the ground at night and their stalls. And you just kind of have your back to the public, and you
their whole country transforms into a bathroom at night.
It's Germany.
Okay.
Hey, bye guys and gals. This episode is sponsored by our good friends at Blue Chew. You guys know Blue Chew. They've been making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that help men get a stronger and longer lasting erection. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's chewable tablets help men achieve a harder and stronger erection to combat all forms of erectile dysfunction. It's a unique online prescription service, so that means there's no visits to the doctor's office, no weird conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. It ships right to your door in a discreet package. All you got to do is sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you're going to get your prescription within days. And it's all done online. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform in the bedroom, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And here's a special deal for our listeners. You get to try Blue Chew free when you use our promo code GUYS, G-U-Y-S, at checkout. All you got to pay is $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code GUYS, and you're going to get your whole first month free. Thank you so much to Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. You guys are the best, and coming from personal experience, oh boy, it works. Let's get back into the program. Okay, here. Scariest case of public penis you've ever seen.
What do you mean by scariest?
Like most like jarring, like you've seen a stranger's dick in public. Do you got one?
I've been very lucky.
Yeah, I got
seen one guy maybe jacking off from the side, maybe, and I didn't look, you know. I was at a bus stop. I think it was here in New York. Yeah. That I never really saw.
Francis?
I got one. Yeah, sorry. I was on the subway in the middle of the day, and it was like a Saturday, and I think there was some kind of event. I don't know if it was a march or a concert, but there were a lot of families on the subway going up to Central Park for whatever this was. Everyone was very excited. I think it was in the fall. And at one end of the subway was packed. Saturday morning, probably 11 a.m. At one end, there was a homeless guy sitting and sleeping, slumped, you know, against the sort of the wall right next to the sliding door. And out of nowhere, he like woke up and in a panic, fished his dick out of his pants and started pissing across the subway, like hitting the opposite bench. And there were families all around with like young kids. And I remember the arc of his pee. I remember it thinking like, if that were a fountain in Las Vegas, it would be beautiful. And I also remember that he was totally uncircumcised and you know, the piss seemed to emanate from this snout. And he was totally exposed. And I remember watching like families immediately grab their kids and sort of usher them anywhere, but it was hard to go anywhere because the place was so packed. And I wanted to, fucking knock this guy out. Like it really bothered me that, you know, obviously he's probably mentally ill or whatever's going on there, but like in front of, to see these kids, like 7, 9-year-old kids on their way to like pick apples or whatever, and they're
why are the parents seating their kid beside a homeless person? I don't do that. At like 2 a.m. when I'm drunk, I don't sit beside a homeless person.
He wasn't, so he had his own little bench, that little two-person bench to himself. And then on the opposite side, there was, you know, a kid and a parent or whatever.
Yeah,
and
they shouldn't be there. You don't. If you see
there was the subway was so packed. The subway was so packed that people didn't have anywhere else to go. And if the homeless person is asleep and doesn't smell terrible, you're not as worried.
Yeah, I would say that's general. And they might not have had the idea of what was going to happen as far as that. But when you say he pissed from one end of the car to the other, while impressive, also brings me to an idea. Extreme limbo.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, talk about a frat party. If you had a limbo under a stream of piss. If you had somebody who was so good at pissing that you could do that, you lose limbo by getting pissed in your face.
Yeah.
That's a jackass stunt waiting to happen.
I'm Ben Margera. I'm about to play homeless limbo. No, Dude, like, you got to be, yeah, that guy's a professional pisser at the least. Like, you got to be.
I mean, I would assume he really had a go.
Yeah, yeah. He woke up suddenly. I think
all homeless bathroom situations are an emergency.
Yeah, but if you're that guy, you probably know that you just go through the sliding door in between the two cars, yeah, and maybe you just piss into the wind there.
If you're that guy, you probably also know that you need a home and shelter and clothes and a job. Yeah. It was probably the least of his worries.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy thinks trash bags are shoes. Come on.
I saw a serious homeless dick on the 36th Street platform coming home from a show, probably about midnight. And I'm on one end of the platform. There's almost nobody on the side I'm on. And the other side is like packed. And it's me and this giant homeless dude. And he has got his dick out. And it's like a nightstick.
Yeah.
And it was so black, it was shiny.
Like it was matte shampoo. Black.
Like it looked wet. And he was slow jerking. Like really taking his time with it. But then he had a look of horror on his face. So he was slow jerking and then looking around scared. And I was like, this is probably something that needs to be addressed. Like, I'll be a New Yorker today, you know, see something, say something. So at the other end of the platform, there were two cops.
And you don't like that? You're upset that he was slow jerking?
Finish the pace up, was buddy.
An issue for you.
And I'm like, well, this guy's obviously.
You
got
a place
wild
to finish or what?
Yeah. Come on. This is a city that never sleeps, pal. And so I was like, this guy's disturbed or whatever. So I go and I see two cops at the other end of the platform. I'm like, hey guys, I'm super sorry to bother you. There's a guy at the other end of the platform. He's got his dick out. He's jerking off. Can you, like, I don't know, go scare him or something so he stops? And these two cops couldn't have hated me more immediately. One puts on rubber gloves, which is an ominous, scary thing. And the other one goes, all right, I'm going to need to see some ID. And I'm like, what's that? He's like, well, you're going to have to file a police report. And I'm like, no, can you guys just like go like tell him don't do that? And they're like, no, you came and told us that. Yeah, you got to come down to the station now and file a report.
Fucking
and I'm like, hey, I really don't want to do that. Can we just nix all of this? And the other cop's already like halfway to the guy. And he turns around and he goes, what guy? And I don't, and it's a full subway platform on that half. So I'm like, the man in the blue sweatpants. And he goes, which one? I was like, in the hoodie. And he goes, which one? I went, the big black one. And the entire subway platform worth of people's heads all just snapped towards me. Because I just yelled at a cop, the black one. And then the other cop went, talked to him. His dick was away by that point. This cop told me I wasted their time and that if I didn't want to fill out a report, there was nothing they could do. And now there's people around us, like, and it's a scene. And the other cop comes back and they're like, yeah, he'll stop. And then the first cop looks at me and goes, do you want us to stay with you till the train so you feel safe? Basically was like, I mean, essentially just called me a bitch to my face.
Yeah.
And that's the last time I'll ever tell a cop anything.
You should have fought that cop. Mm. That should have been a story of how you fought that cop.
I really thought I was doing the right thing there.
No, that cop was like, you make us do work, we got to make you do some work, buddy.
I just didn't want to go to a station because, like, I'd assume I'd have to go in the same car as that guy.
Yeah.
It's not like they're going to call a fucking Uber for me.
Yeah.
So now I'm just going to be in the back of the car with that guy that was jerking off.
Yeah. Now he has all cuffs.
Right, we're going to wrap up in a second. Hard. Let's get plugs out of the way. If you got dates, if you got projects, if you got a podcast, whatever you want people to get eyes on, Graham, you can start, my friend.
Follow me at Instagram K. I have a comedy special on YouTube called Graham K Stupid Jokes, and I have a fake edgy podcast called The Edge Lords.
Fantastic. Make sure you guys all follow that. Francis, what do you want people to check out, my friend?
I got all my info on my Instagram, Francis Ellis. You'll find me. Hope to see you.
Absolutely, and I hope to have you in the studio soon once it's not full of water. Lemaire, what do you want people to look at, my friend?
I have a show called Feud. It's the game show for hilarious bad opinions. Check that out. And I also have a podcast called Panties in the Mouth with Andy Malafrina and Nate Marshall. Check that out also.
Fantastic. You guys can check me out on Instagram. Zach is not funny. Check out my other show, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight, comics talking shit when we watch movies. And Catalyst Wrestling returns to Jersey City on September the 17th with Steal This Show. And I will be there with my cohorts in the Hudson County Horror Show causing some pro wrestling mayhem. And as always, GuysDigitalNetwork.com. Use the promo code GUYS, G-U-Y-S. Get yourself a 7-day free trial to not just this show, but all the other great shows are available on Gas Digital Network. Subscribe on YouTube. Subscribe on Stitcher. Subscribe on anywhere you get podcasts, iTunes, etc. And thank you for supporting the show. I'm going to wrap this one up for now. So thank you so much to everybody for hanging out. I know it was a short one today, but I think Zoom shows should not stretch beyond their limitations. So thank you guys so much for joining us. I really appreciate you guys. Thank you to my guests. Thank you to my co-host, Lemaire Lee. And this is Zach Amico for now saying bye, guys.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.